More Than a Heritage, a drama presented by the students of the Radio Student Training Course of Concordia Seminary. Ever since Adam first told Cain the story of the creation, mankind has passed customs, traditions, and beliefs on to the generations that followed. History reveals that this common heritage has been varied in content because of the sinful nature of God's people. Entire nations for centuries have had heathen doctrines and religions as the core of the heritage that their people have accepted because it was a birthright. This fact has not changed today, in spite of the modern means of communication that have brought nations closer together in thought and culture. Not only do the underprivileged follow in the paths of their forefathers, but the more educated people still accept the idolatrous customs of their fathers, simply because they have had it as a heritage. Come with us to a foreign land. It can be any one of many, where we are not primarily concerned with the strange costumes and the unusual living conditions of the inhabitants, but where we recognize that these people, who are in their community, are even as you and I are in ours, blood-bought souls, redeemed by Christ crucified. However, their heritage tells them nothing of this Christianity. It doesn't even want them to hear of it. Because these people are like us, they speak as we do, but they think differently. In the metropolitan area of a large city of a far-off land, there is a father seated in a chair, reading a classic, smoking a pipe. His son is, but let's just listen.
Where are you going tonight, son?
I'm on my way to a meeting down at the mission house.
What? Again? If I've told you once, I've warned you 100 times to stay clear of those foreigners. They're up to no good.
But father, listen to me.
But nothing. Remember, I am your father. You come from a good home with a heritage that speaks well of your ancestors. Why not stay with your own kind?
The community house doesn't give me a real satisfaction. The leaders there only want to stir up hatred and animosity. They aren't interested in this thing you call heritage.
Well, what is it that you find the foreigners have that is so attractive? Certainly they don't have something better than we already have.
Well, I'm not sure yet. But what they say is interesting. It's plausible. And apparently, it is something to be desired.
What is?
Why, this teaching that they call Christianity.
Oh, bosh. That's tripe. Just the figment of some foreigner's imagination.
Well, maybe it is. But can I decide for myself? Do I have to accept everything that our people have always done for centuries as the best and only way of thinking and doing things?
Son, sit down, won't you? Let's talk about this thing that seems to be taking you farther and farther away from our family.
Oh, all right. But I'm not so sure that it will do any good. Your talks to me just seem to antagonize rather than persuade. You know, that's just the opposite of how I feel down at the mission house.
Will you get me a drink of water first, please?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes. That's what I get when I try to bring up my son as my father brought me up, and his father before him, and so on, way back for centuries. So I'm an antagonist, Well, I don't have to be. I can show him the good things about our way of life.
Here's your water, Father.
Thank you. Now have a seat.
Father, before you begin your tirade about those foreigners, let me ask you to be charitable, please.
That's just what I'm going to be, and I'll show no malice in my heart for those so-called friends of yours.
Thank you. Now, what is it you have to say?
Well, son, first of all, I'd like to remind you of the great heritage which you cast such aspersions at a few minutes ago. Do you understand what it means to have a way of life handed down to you?
Why, yes, I think so.
This way of life has been a part of our family and people for generations. It's something that we honor and respect. We as a nation are known throughout the world as a closely knit group who have carried on our cultures without being obtrusive to other peoples and nations. We don't attempt to force our opinions on any other people. Why should they do it to us and upset everything we've ever known?
That's all very true, Father. But don't you think that cultures and beliefs can change? Why is it that we must continue to worship in the self-same manner when certain other elements of our culture have risen high above that which our forefathers knew?
Give me just one example in this change of tradition, son.
Why, yes, easily. Look at your position in our community. A university professor. Certainly not all the fathers among our ancestors have held the same position as you hold, even though they were highly respected people.
But what has my being a university professor to do with your listening to those foreigners down at the mission house? I'm not in that type of education.
Quite true, Father. But if you recognize how you yourself have developed your teaching techniques, so that today as an elder you are a stalwart among the educators of our country, then you will recognize that this gradual change came through concentrated study and experience.
Yes, it has. And I'm honored to be thought of by my son as a leader among the university people.
But don't you see? You could never have attained this stature had you been constantly stymied in your search for progress.
Right you are, son. I had to be ambitious. I could have achieved nothing without the will to continue my studies.
And that's exactly what you do not want me to do, to continue to learn more about things. I haven't made up my mind yet, but I'm going down to the mission house and listen and ask questions.
Wait, Kiwa, you mistake me. It's natural that you should want to learn more about things, and you should. I think a young man should know as much about every subject as he possibly can. If you must know something about this new religion, though, I'm sure our own men have written some worthy material commenting on the subject. Why not look at these? But for goodness sake, don't go cavorting around with those folk down at the mission house as if you had no respect for your elders or the things which we've given you.
I do respect you, Father, but I fail to see how my going to the mission is such a threat as you think it is.
Because they're up to no good, that's why. They won't be satisfied until they've upset our entire way of life. Look at the danger signals, son. My word, a man who deliberately goes down to their meetings and partakes of their religious propaganda is just as big a fool as a person who walks into a room marked quarantine.
No, Father. Not if they have something really worthwhile to offer. Well, I have an appointment at 8. May I go, Father?
Oh, all right, if you think you must. But don't be too hasty, son.
I said that I hadn't reached any conclusions yet. See you later.
Why, oh why, do those foreigners have to open mission houses in our country? If it is necessary, let them stay among the underprivileged. They'll fall for anything just to get clothes to wear and food to eat. But no, they have to come here to the city too. And now some of our best citizens, even my own son, are becoming interested in this religion they call Christianity.
Let us move to a house on the other side of town. This is the mission station. An American missionary is seated at the desk, looking over some papers when Kiwa enters his study.
Good evening, Pastor. May I come in?
Well, hello, Kiwa. I'm happy to see you. You know, I feared that tonight I would have none of the university students with me.
If the fathers of the other students are like mine, they are perhaps forcibly detained.
Your father is still much opposed to my mission work, Kiwa?
More than ever, Pastor. He speaks of a culture and tradition that our people must uphold. He speaks of you as a foreigner and an intruder.
You know why I'm so persistent about wanting to speak to you and your friends, don't you?
Well, yes. You say that you have a message for us, one that we have not heard, that it holds a hope not only for your people, but for mine also.
Yes, even for all people of the world.
I'm interested in that message that you call the gospel, Pastor, but I must tell you that I will not accept it nor believe it until I am positively sure.
I can appreciate your attitude. I only ask for an ear, and that your countrymen do not want to give me. Why is that, Kiwa? That is there another reason except for heritage or tradition?
You know, my classmate Loki and I were discussing just that point on the way to the university. And we feel it is because you are so alone.
That's true, Kiwa, that I am alone in your big city. But we have dozens of missionaries in other parts of your country, and...
May I interrupt, please? That brings on another point. You are just dozens. We are millions. A drop in the bucket is an expression that we have for it. And besides, these dozens of missionaries are, for the most part, among our underprivileged populace. Even as you've told me before, you spent 6 years in our country, but far away from this big city.
So I did, and God bless my efforts in teaching those of your people. But while there, I realize the influence that people like your father and your friends have on the entire population of your country. And I felt that I should bring the gospel here to you. And you're so much more difficult to reach.
Maybe it's because we have been brought up to think a great deal about things, especially ideas that can cause us to change our way of life.
Kiwa, I look on you as a friend, one who will listen to what I have to say. Would you answer a personal question for me?
Why, yes. What is it?
If you came to my country and wanted me to accept your religious beliefs, what would you do? How would you go about it?
Well, in the first place, I don't think that I would go to your country. I don't feel any necessity to carry teachings and practices of my people to those of other nations.
Of course, that's one big difference in our religions. My Christianity compels me to want to go into all the world and tell all people of the saving grace of our gospel, as found in the Holy Bible. But to get back to the question, just imagine that you did feel convinced to want to tell my people about your way of life. How would you go about it?
Well, for one thing, I would not go alone. I would have many with me who felt the same as I, and together we would tell you and your people our message. You see, I believe in the influence of numbers. Oh, but that situation is so unreal. I would just never attempt such an undertaking.
Well, I can appreciate your feeling in the matter, Kiwa. But again, that's where we are extremely different. I do feel very keenly about this mission work of mine. I'm convinced that it is the right thing for me to do. And I want to bring this gospel message of salvation to ever so many people.
But you are just one, and you can reach only a limited number of people.
Yes, I am just one. And so are you, Kiwa. Let's not become so involved in numbers that we become insignificant digits. You and I are souls. And my gospel message tells you that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for you and for me, redeeming each of us from sin so that you and I can have the hope of eternal salvation through faith in the resurrected Savior. That's why I feel I have to share the gospel with you. And even though you are just one among so many, Kiwa.
That's the part I especially like about your gospel, Pastor. It is for individuals, and it offers something that our religion can't give to us. That living eternally with God after death.
Yes, and with it's more than a heritage from our ancestors. It comes from Almighty God Himself.
Give me more time to think about it, will you please? And may I keep your catechism for a while longer? I purchased a Bible today, and I look forward to reading about some of the things you have already told me.
Why, certainly. Keep it as long as you like. Will I see you again in a few days?
Yes, sir. I'll be back at the end of the week. Goodbye.
Oh, there's so much for me to think about as I try to enlighten the minds of these people in this foreign land. With God's help and with the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word, I know that I will succeed. What was it Kiwa said? You are so alone. I feel that he hesitates to accept all that I have to say because of the minority feeling it gives him. But there must be a way to let him feel the soul satisfaction of accepting Jesus as his Savior. But how? How? Maybe just a few more missionaries in this area would help him to realize that Christianity is the real way of life. And of course, prayer. Prayer is so powerful for one who believes. Thank you.
We are again at Kiwa's house. Father is seated at the rocker, reading a classic and smoking a pipe.
I wish I hadn't promised to get those book reviews out by the weekend, but tomorrow's the deadline, so I'll have to keep at it.
Good evening, Father. You seem to be doing more than your share of reading these days.
So I have, son. However, you seem to have spent considerable time in reading your textbooks yourself these past few evenings. Your grades should be extra good this semester.
Well, I don't know that my grades will be affected by the kind of reading I've been doing. Much time has been spent on these two books, especially...
What are they, son?
Why, this one I got from the Mission House. It explains the fundamental teachings of their religion. And this one is mine. It's their Bible. I thought I could understand it better if I had my own copy for study.
What? Are you throwing away your money for things like that? Son, just what is it that makes you so enthusiastic about that Christian religion that the foreigner is preaching to you?
He's not preaching to me. We are just discussing it intelligently. And I wouldn't say I was enthusiastic about it. I just have a big ear.
Why don't you let that stuff alone, son? We have our way of life, our own religion. Have you forgotten so soon about the things we talked of the other evening?
No, sir. In fact, I am frequently thinking about those things you emphasized, and I find myself making comparisons.
But after all, don't you feel that our heritage demands a great deal of honor and respect from you? By the way, on second thought, why don't you try to persuade that foreigner to accept what has come to us from our ancestors instead?
Oh, Father, certainly I have much respect for the heritage that is mine, but I just couldn't try to convince him of its importance.
And why not?
Well, I'm not nearly as enthusiastic about my religion as he is of his. I accept my belief because I was born into it. It's sort of a matter-of-fact thing with me. It's my heritage. But the pastor... Well, he has so much enthusiasm and sincerity for his Christian religion that he's always talking about it. He never lets a conversation or discussion pass without at some time telling me that his Jesus is my personal Savior and that I have been redeemed for eternal life through his death.
Well, well, I should say that he really does believe in that stuff if he tells you this so often.
He speaks of it as being something real personal for individuals, and not for just a certain group of people because they happened to be born into it, as if it had been handed down to them by their ancestors.
Now, son, I just don't want you to be carried away with these ideas. After all, they belong to another people.
No, Father, you didn't get what I just said. The pastor says that it's for everyone to believe, not just for a particular people. No one is denied an opportunity to accept their religion and beliefs.
How can you believe something like that? Do you realize that the foreigner stands practically alone in our country? What influence can he bring to bear on such a large nation as ours?
Yes, I know he's alone and that what he's doing in our community, and I told him the same thing. But he doesn't seem to be dismayed or disheartened. It's just something about which he feels so keenly that he's giving his life to its propagation.
Again I say, son, don't get carried away with it.
I'm not. I'm thinking about it. However, these books I've been reading and the thinking I've done about my discussions with the pastor sure seem to reach me in no way that our religion reaches me.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, in a way I am sympathetic toward the missionary who stands so alone in our country, and I recognize how greatly his cause would be benefited if only some of our professional and government people would listen to him rather than being antagonistic.
Now, son, don't do anything that would be rash.
I've heard you say yourself that it is important for an individual to really believe what he's teaching. And when your subject matter comes from the soul, then you know that you are teaching truth. I've just been thinking. The Christian religion is truly more than a heritage. I have something to tell the pastor at the Mission House. I think he'll be happy to hear it.
What was that Kiwa just said? The Christian religion is more than a heritage? I wonder if all Christians believe that.
have heard More Than a Heritage, written by John Fitzer. This has been a drama presented by the students of the Review Student Training Class of Concordia Seminary. Kiwa was played by Gilbert Mueller, the father by Theodore Allwert, and the missionary by Luther Strassen. This program has been directed by James Barber. Sound effects by Robert Holstein. Your announcer has been Gordon Peterson.